Conversation with Uaisí Fógarty on Radio Kerry.
Hello there, and you're very welcome to the programme. Uaisí Fógarty with you for the next hour as I join in conversation with another guest who has joined me here in the studio. And if you want to contact the programme, and let me say, we'd love if you did, any night at all you wanted, but we'd love if you picked up the phone and ring Tanya. She's waiting for a call on 066-712-3666. David is on sound tonight, and he, you can text him on 083-300-3300. We'd love if you contact the programme. Any question or comment for our guests, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Last week, the recently announced Dublin Kerry Person of the Year, Margaret Cullity, was my special guest, and her appearance on the programme received an unprecedented number of messages during the course of the hour, and indeed that lady richly deserved that great honour. There's a great night coming up in Dublin for her. Next week, I have a very special and important hour of In Conversation lined up as I talk to members of Living Links in Kerry. They are a support group for suicide bereaved in Kerry, and they are involved in something so important, and they are a great source of support to relatives and friends who have lost a loved one through suicide. That's next week, 6 to 7, in Living Links. Don't miss that because it's an important one. So, my guest this evening, he's a man who needs little or no introduction, really. He was chairman of the Kerry County Board for 10 years, and he has since moved on to become an officer of the Munster Council. And while I have often spoken to him in the past and interviewed him as to various matters, this evening I'm delighted to have the opportunity to join in conversation with him about his life and his times, his family, his work, where life has taken him since he departed the onerous position of chairman of the Kerry County Board. Sean Welch, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Uaisí.
Thank you. Sean, I didn't realise we were chatting before I come in. Your own family, there was 10 in the family. Tell us about your mother and father and your family. Your mother is still alive and listening in.
My mother's alive and listening in.
What's her first name?
Nora Walsh.
Nora Walsh, lady, listen carefully to your son.
Listening. She had a few words for me before I left.
Yes. What did she advise you to do?
Well, if I don't do it right, I'll be told when I go home, Uaisí. Yeah.
Nora is your mother anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about your dad? Tell us where they met and things.
My dad, they lived, I suppose, maybe less than 500 yards from each other.
Yeah.
Back the road, and she obviously married and moved into where we are now. But my dad died in 99, the year after I became chairman. And we had 10 in family, so they're... Well, Mary's in America, my elder sister Mary, she's in America, and then they're scattered all around, nearly all at home. Bernard is in Shannon, team from Cork. Morris is living in Glynn in Ballygocklin. My brother Joe is in Arda. Jerry's in Ballylongford. Michal is in my van. I'm in my van. Pat is in my van. And Betty Ann, my other sister, is living over in Glynn.
What was it like, Sean, growing up? Where did you come in the family, by the way?
In the middle.
What was it like growing up in a family of 10?
Well, you know, born, I suppose, in the middle 50s as I was, the middle to late 50s, I suppose. Maybe I could say the middle 60s, but I wouldn't get away with it, not with the hairstyle that I have, Uaisí. But, you know, born in the mid 50s, I suppose, in a small farm in Kerry at that time. There were difficult times. You know, my first choice of music would be probably saying what life was like at those times. You know, we had a big family. My sister Mary went to America very, very young, which is one of my longest memories, is my mother being very, very lonesome and crying after Mary going away at a young age, 16 or 17 years of age.
Sean, immigration in the 50s was rife that time.
Ah, it was rife.
And it was a very sad. I remember my own brothers and sisters immigrating and my mother crying. So that was...
There was nothing at home like at the times, you know, and even though she was going to secondary school at the time, she left and went to America. But, you know, they were the times. They were the times we lived in. We had great times.
Yeah.
We played football every night. It was an amazing thing. We had a couple of fields that we played, or haggards as they were called at the time, but there'd be 8 or 9 or 10 or 11 people all night for maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours. That was our pastime when we were young.
Sean, was there any special thing that influenced you? A lot of people were influenced by Michal O'Hare and listening to matches and maybe great players coming from near where you lived and things like that. What memories have you and what influenced you?
Well, there was probably one influence, you know, I started playing with my van in the 14s, and you know, then I went away to school. I went to Freshford in Kilkenny for boarding school, and we had a great priest there, Father Kelleher from Beaufort. He used to play with Mick Kelly with Beaufort, and he was actually drowned outside in Kenya after, and he's buried in Kenya. But he was a great GA man, a great GA man. I got a great love of GA from Father Kelleher, and played football with Fishford and came back and played with my van then after that, and was lucky enough to get on the Field Rangers, and was lucky enough to win two county championships. But played a lot, played till I was probably maybe too old, some people would say, but loved playing. But from the point of view of having, say, one was the one reason that got me involved in GA. My first love was for playing. I love playing. I love being involved in teams, and that was probably where it all started.
My van, of course, a typical rural club, Sean, a great club, and of course the roots of the club are embedded in the community, and you'd give your hat for my van, and that's the, we saw the two South Kerry clubs going to Croke Park. You were listening to that, those matches at Work on Radio Kerry. But the small clubs are the bases and the roots of the GM there.
They are, and people love, you see, you love playing with your own. Like everyone that goes to Croke Park, you'll hear it now over the next fortnight. You'll hear the boys from Port Tumna and from De La Salle. They're going to Croke Park, playing with the people in Croke Park that you're playing with and growing up with. It's different than playing, they say, with a county team. That's what it's all about, you know. My van, obviously, we were a small rural club, but we were in Division 1 at the time. We were very successful. We played in Division 1 for more than 10 or 11 years, and we're up near the top of it, played in the Division 1 final and all that. And we had a great, great team. We went to seven, I think I lost something like six or seven North Kerry finals, you know, but we came up against Ogie and the Bomber and five of them. So, you know, if you put Ogie and the Bomber into my van, maybe we'd have five more. But, you know, there is no greater thrill than there
was
no greater thrill.
Who was chairman of the county board, Sean, when you were playing? And were you conscious of when you were a younger man playing, were you conscious of the people running the county board? And were you conscious of the chairman?
Would have been conscious of the chairman because he was Dr. Jim Rosnan for my van. We would have been conscious of that by then. Jim was
the only other man outside of you from my van to become chairman?
I'd say he was, yes. And he was a great chairman. Like, Jim was a great chairman. A lot of footballers in the county have a lot to thank Jim Brosnan for. And Dave Ganey, who Jim tells me carried on after the county leagues. Yeah. That was their brainchild. They grew it and they progressed it. Dr. Jim brought it in, and he says that to Dr. Dave, they grew it as chairman of the fixtures for over 20 years. You know, so, but I knew from that point, because we knew of Dr. Jim, obviously, you know, from my van.
Did you ever have any thoughts about becoming involved after in the Kerry County Board? Was it just something that happened?
It was just something that happened. I mean, I had never any intention. How that happened was I was chairman of my van and became chairman of my van, and I had been secretary at a young age for a number of years, and then I became chairman. I was chairman for 12 years. But at the start of those years, I became delegate to the county board when the clubs had delegates. And that's where it started, on the floor of the county board. And it was something I liked. I liked the trust and the running trust of the politics of the GN. That's how I became involved.
You missed out a good bit of football, Sean, because you were ill for a couple of years, weren't you?
Well, yes. I was ill in 83. Yeah. And it was usually at the time, I suppose, for somebody who was playing football and being so fit. But I contacted the TB in 83. And
was it still very prevalent then in the 80s, Sean?
I
know that in the 50s TB was very prevalent.
Well, it was a shock to me to know that it was around in 83.
Yeah, I bet it was, yeah.
You know, when
you
were playing football and you were working, I was captain of Field Rangers that same year. Yeah. They were beaten in the county final replay. But, you know, when you're fit and playing football and you're young, and at the time I had a young family, I had two young boys as well. So, you know, it was a shock to me to find that I had it. But I had it bad enough, because I spent over 6 months in hospital.
How many county medals did you win?
I won two.
Where were you playing? What position?
I played wing back in 78 in centre field in 1980.
Yeah, I think I refereed one of the county finals.
You definitely did.
I think I should have put you on.
There's a bit of a story.
There was a bit of a late tackle there. I think I gave the benefit of the doubt.
That was in 78.
Yeah. But you didn't forget after, because you always looked after me for tickets of the county. for the All-Irelands. Yeah. Anyway, Sean, did you play with Kerry at one stage?
I played a couple of, the grounds tournament at the old Canaris.
That was a big thing. Talk to me about that.
Yeah,
I
probably played, because I think maybe there might have been a couple of weddings on and the boys were tired of playing. So in 1980.
Yeah, tell us who played against.
We played, it was the cross pairings of the All-Ireland semi-finals. We played Armagh, the semi-final. We beat Armagh because they were in their semi-final, and we beat Armagh and Offaly beat us in the final.
Yeah, that was Croke Park.
Croke Park, yeah.
And where were you playing? What position?
The field.
Yeah. How did you enjoy all that experience playing centre field in Croke Park? There's very few Kerrymen can say they played in a final in centre field in Croke Park.
It was a great, mighty article to play midfield in Croke Park.
Who was midfield with you?
I think it was Tom Spillane, I think, was the second day.
I
can't actually.
What any other name is the Sean?
Well, it was the first day I played into the field. Sean Wise played full back.
Oh yeah.
That day.
Yeah.
It was the first day Sean played full back.
Yeah.
You know, there were obviously experimental, but there was a lot of players missing. Like, you know,
any other names you can remember that were playing that day?
There was one great friend of mine that played that day, and he captained the team. Because I think we beat them in the county final.
What did we do before? Wasn't the Stacks, was it? Paddy Whacker,
Paddy was captain of Kerry that day.
He was,
great character, and of course a great footballer.
Great footballer.
And we would have clashed several times with Field Rangers and with my van in that
period. Paddy Whacker, a great personality. I had him in for a programme one time, and he was a great doggy man too, of course.
Dennis Higgins was another man, a lot to miss him, Dennis was full forward in that team.
Yeah. Did you win?
We were beaten by Offaly in the final.
Yeah, and I think Whacker told me in an interview that he was half happy they were beaten because his biggest problem was making the speech.
Yeah.
And he lost the speech.
Yeah.
And somebody took it out of his in the dress. But Sean, great memories to place in the field for Kelly Croke Park.
I wouldn't say it was Kerry, but I mean, you know. We were around at a time when Kerry had massive team, real footballers.
Come here, what's your first choice of music and who are you dedicating it to?
My first choice of music, my first choice of music is a song that I just want to sing, because we often have a sing song on my van, and I don't sing, but I have a great friend in my van, Timmy Joshua.
What's your party piece? What do you do when you're called upon to do
that? I listen to all the great singers, and I keep my mouth closed. That's my party piece.
Yeah.
But we often have a sing song on my van, and you know, because when we're in the Brosnan's, the corner, as we call it, Jerry Brosnan's there, and everyone has travelled to matches knows the Jerry stats every sing song in the country, and stats it.
Good Night Irene is a great song of his.
Yeah, they did. Jolly has great songs, but Timmy Joshine, a friend of mine, sings a song.
Yeah.
You know, and the first time I heard it, I was amazed. He sings it, but he sings it with passion and with a pride. And when you're singing, he sings a song, he wants plenty of room in here. But I have this PGM, he has it on a tape. It's in my father's house. And I suppose all of us that grew up in, you know, the mid-50s and 60s, we were associated with our father's house and the times that they were, you know. But while PGM does a great job on it, there's no doubt that he hasn't the passion and the movement that Timmy Joe would have if he was singing this song. So my first choice is My Father's House by PJ Morley.
In memory of your father?
Well, in memory of all of our life growing up and my father and our life in Leitrim and in our own house. And I hope that Mammy's listening to it and
lovely.
To mean something.
Lovely choice, Sean.
The gable wall is all that's left now. The old thatched cottage is fallen down. I dry my eyes as I fondly remember days of long ago. I was young. In my father's house, we were poor but rich in love. No TV, but music there was plenty of. And my mama hummed old melodies, and we all sang along. In my father's house, when I was young, come the time when I am older, and my own children are rare and gone, I wonder then, will they fondly remember days of long ago when they were young? In my father's house, a smile would greet you at the door. A friendly word, weary travelers, there was a welcome for. And that night-time neighbors rambled in and might stay till 12 or 1. In my father's house, when I was young.
In conversation with Wishy Fogarty on Radio Kerry. Conversation with Wishy Fogarty on Radio Kerry.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Sean Welch, the former chairman of the county board, now vice chairman of the Munster Council, is my special guest in studio, 06671 23666. Tanya's waiting for your call. David is on 083 300 3300. Sean was a great county chairman, and I'm sure he'll make a great Munster County chairman as well, says Jack, and all in SD. Of course, that's Jack Hennessy, no doubt.
Oh, Jack, yes.
Great chairman.
Yes, great chairman. Yep.
The great grassroots.
I had an uncle, Denny Mulville, that lived in SD.
Yeah.
All his life, so.
Yeah,
great. I spent the last summers there, so I have a special affinity for SD myself.
By the way, there's a big score county finals are on in the Cairns O'Rahilly's clubhouse tonight at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. And if you haven't entered them already, you're going to be getting in there for the various districts that they're on. I was up there before I came down talking to Micheál Kearns, Massey Kelly and Jermay, and we were doing an interview with him about the late Mick Murphy, who played full forward for Kerry in 55. And you can hear a special tribute to Mick Murphy next Monday night on Terrace Talk. Don't miss that. A special tribute to the late Mick Murphy. Sean, you're from Leitrim.
East.
Leitrim East.
Yeah.
Leitrim East.
Yes.
Do you know anything about the history of the name?
No, but...
Is there Leitrim West?
There's Leitrim West and there's Leitrim Middle.
Yeah.
And it is in Kerry and not in Leitrim, but... When someone asks you your address, like even as late as yesterday, someone asked me my address up the country and I says Leitrim, and she says Leitrim. I says Leitrim is in County Leitrim, but Leitrim East. You know, it gets a bit confusing.
Lovely. By the way, before we forget it, you're married to Patricia. Tell us about Patricia and how many in the family and where you met her.
I'm married to Patricia. Sorry, excuse me. I'm married to Patricia, and I have two boys.
Yeah.
Two boys and two granddaughters.
Yeah, lovely stuff, yeah.
The second granddaughter is maybe just two weeks old. Two boys, Kieran and Paddy. And Kieran is married to Catherine Lynch in my van, and they have two daughters, Aoife and Chloe.
Yeah, and of course the daughter, I have two granddaughters, and do you know, they're the apple of everyone's eye.
Yeah, well, I suppose they say grandparents are for pampering.
Yes, yeah. Where did you meet Patricia?
Met in Banna.
Yeah.
Banna Beach was all the rave back that time, all those years ago. So that's where we met.
Did you kind of lay eyes on each other across the room? Was it love at first sight?
There was a big crowd there, which she saw.
Was
and the room was
kind of one of those dances where all the women are on one side,
it had moved away from that.
It had.
Yeah.
By the time in the town hall, all the women lined up in one wall and the men in the other side, and there was a big dash across then. And the worst thing that could happen with Sean is if she said, "No, I won't dance with you."
Yeah.
Come here, Sean. Chairman of the Kerry County Board then, how did that come about? Had you your eye in it, or was it something that just came up?
I wouldn't say I had, no. I wouldn't say that like even when I went in as an officer of the county board in 88, I didn't have any grandiose plan at all to be chairman of the county board. And then, I didn't actually ever see myself as chairman of the county board. And we had a great chairman. Sean was there for years. And then Sean became elected chairman of the Munster Council. And he would obviously have to step down.
Sean Kelly, of course.
Sean Kelly, Sean Kelly. Yeah. Sean would have to step down to be chairman of the council. And it came up and I just went for it. And I was lucky enough, I was part of a very, very... very exciting day, shall we say, in the Glen Eagle in Killarney, to elect the chairman. So I was elected chairman that day. I must say that, that day I was up against both Dave Ganey and Liam Cotter.
Great men.
To this day, we were going to remain great friends. Actually, Liam Cotter rang me yesterday. And he'd often do it out of the blue. Maybe I wouldn't ring Liam as often as I should, but Liam rang me yesterday just to inquire how we all were, and that's Liam. Yeah, and to this day, both myself and Dave Ganey and Liam Cotter are the best of friends, and I'm glad for that.
I'd expect nothing else from the three men that I know, anyway. I'd expect nothing else, Sean. Did you ever visualise you'd be there for 10 years?
No, at the time, definitely not. Times were changing and there were so many people coming into the system then, But I suppose when I got in there, then, and I got to like it and I got to like the role, and I must say that I enjoyed my 10 years as chairman of the county board. I can't say otherwise I'd...
No, Sean, and you pulled out yourself. Of course, you withdrew with yourself after your 10 years. Now looking back now on the 10 years, are you glad now? Are you are more relaxed in yourself? You're a different Sean Welch. But when you look back at it now, can you see that you were under pressure? Can you see a different Sean Welch now than when? Are you glad you're gone now?
Well, I put it this way: being chairman of the county board is a great honour. A great, great honour. And with it comes responsibility. And I suppose maybe whether that'll weigh heavy on your shoulders from time to time, there'll be days you'll have great days. Coming up to All Ireland's a very, very, they're very pressurised times. They're pressurised because you may not be able to give tickets to the people you should want to give them to, or you would want, could be able to give them to. There are different things. There are different things that arise at county board meetings. There are different, in my first year, one of my most difficult occasions wrote in the first year. It was a small thing. It looked a small thing at the time, but it was a big thing. And I remember coming home. from that county board meeting. I was actually going to work at 12 o'clock and I said to Patricia, things went very badly for me tonight. I think it was only 3 or 4 months in the job. She said to me, well, you have to resign. But I said, not yet.
What was it?
It was something between Stexton and Milltown.
I know what you mean. You had two clubs and you had to make a decision over one, isn't that
maybe,
right?
Maybe it's a decision I didn't...
If I remember correctly, it was about a game that was or that wasn't, John. Yeah, was, is that right?
And the famous Mike Williams comment, I was inside and it had gone on for maybe 20 minutes or half an hour, and Mike Williams says, Mr. Chairman, I think he says you're inside in a hole and you're using a JCB to dig yourself out of it.
Correct, I remember it well. Sean, I always visualise, and Jerome is the present chairman, Jerome Conway, I always visualise, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, that you're on the road 7 nights a week nearly. How, it's very difficult to be on the road, travelling all over the place, up to Dublin and all over Kerry, and meetings, late meetings, 1 and 2 o'clock. That must be very draining. Did you worry about your health in the 10 years you were there?
It's not really, you know, you do it, and you're when you're in it, you're doing it, you know. When you look back in it and just say, maybe I shouldn't have been doing as much, because, you know, you know, there are a lot of meetings. When you're involved in the chairman of the county board, there are all different stands, and people say, like, the football is over now. You know, September, you'll have a quiet period now. But that's actually when it really gets busy. I would think from September to January, when you have planning convention, you're planning subcommittees, you're meeting different committees around the county, and you're dealing with different matters, you know, and you'll have executive meetings, and you have county board meetings, and you'll have subcommittee meetings and things like that, you know. And you know, it hasn't changed in Munster. Last year was probably my busiest year ever, you know, in relation to being involved in Munster, because I'm on a number, as a result of being vice chairman of Munster Council, I'm on a couple of committees in Croke Park as well. So, you know, you leave home at 3 or 4 o'clock in the evening, you drive to Dublin, you have a 2 or 3 hour meeting, you're into the car at maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock, and you're coming home, leaving Dublin around 10 o'clock at night. Yeah. You know, did that maybe twice last week, and I'll definitely do it twice the week after next, you know, so.
While winning the All-Irelands in all grades, Sean, was a great thing in the 10 years. By the way, how many All-Irelands did Kerry win in all grades when you were there?
You might know off the top of your head. Yeah, but four All-Irelands in him.
Four seniors. Yeah. But you won...
Minors. The minors didn't win. The under-21s won.
But winning was great, of course. But what about losing an All-Ireland final? What was it like for you in the line of getting letters and likes of getting the feedback in the line of getting phone calls and things like that? Because Kerry people...
Kerry people are not slow to vent their anger when something goes wrong, you know, and things happen.
In private, let me say, Sean, not in public.
Yeah, we have situations, the days where we were beaten, obviously.
What was all that for you?
Beaten in 2002, you know, only beaten again in 2005.
Yeah.
And obviously by Armagh, and then by Tyrone, and the semi-final by Tyrone. But they were defeats, you know. What I felt most about those defeats, actually, wasn't personally for myself, but the one feeling I have always was for the players coming home and to have the homecomings. You know, and I always felt that it is very, very hard on the players. You know, you're after, they're training exceptionally hard, and then they have you're on a high for a month going into an All-Ireland final, playing an All-Ireland final, lose it, and then have to come home, you know. But I will say one thing, that the homecoming of 2004 touched everybody that was involved with it. It touched everybody. Every player, from the time we landed in Ratmore.
Remind our listeners who we played.
In 2005 we played Tyrone the final,
and
we came home, and I will say one thing, from the time we arrived in Ratmore to the last stand in Killarney, everybody was moved, and the players, I think, made a pact that night that they'll be back the following year with Sam Maguire, and they were. You know, and it can move you in different ways, but it can be a difficult night as well.
What moved them so much, Sean?
I don't know. I think it was the crowds of people, even in Ratmore. There was a very, very big crowd in Ratmore, huge crowd in Tralee, and a huge crowd in Killarney, you know.
What's so special about Kerry supporters?
Well, you know, when you see people filling two buses to go to Derry next Sunday week to a National League match, I know that there's, in my own club outside my van, there's 10 or 11 people flying up on Saturday to the Derry match. They're going to Dublin on Saturday and flying on to Derry for that match. You know, they're very, very unique, you know, and they're absolutely brilliant, brilliant. Kerry have brilliant supporters. And there are times, you know, there are times when you feel you need, when you can feel supporters. The only day I can really say that, you know, that really, really, when we wanted them, was against Tyrone, or against Armagh in 2006. They really stood up in the second half of that match against Armagh, the Kerry supporters. You could hear from where we were in the sideline. And you know,
do you find, Sean, from your experience, what I find myself is the Kerry supporter that you'll meet inside in a bar on the side of the road, maybe cutting the hedge or something like that, he knows, a lot of them know more about football than the Kerry selectors themselves would know.
Well,
they're fierce deep.
Well, they? They'll tell you they know it anyway, and they'll tell you the Kerry selectors are wrong. It's a passion in Kerry. It's a passion. Football is a passion. It's a passion, and people, you know, people have given their, a lot of people have given their lives playing it. The people administrating it and supporting it, and that's the way it works.
What's your second choice of music?
My second choice of music. Oh yeah. Well, I suppose anyone that know me would know that I would be a country music buff. I go to all the good concerts in Killarney, and I have a 6 CD changer in the car, and this CD never leaves the car. It's a CD I bought a good while ago, a long, long time ago. It has Patsy Cline's 25 hits on it. So, and it never leaves the car. It's one of the 6 CDs that won't be changed. So, you know, anyone that would know me know that I would be a big Patsy Cline fan. So, one of our all-time greats, Crazy.
I suppose, listen to me, you could nearly dedicate it to Patricia.
I could. We were actually listening to the CD at home last night, and I think that she would have preferred if the first one was played.
What was the first one?
I think there's something.
Makes no difference anyway. Yeah. But you're going to stick with this, are you?
Are you going to
disappoint her?
No, we decided this. I said this was the one I had picked.
Fair enough, Sean.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I? For thinking that my love could hold you, I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
In conversation with Wishy Fogarty on Radio Kerry. With Wishy Fogarty on Radio Kerry.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Sean Welsh, former chairman of the county board. He was 10 years in that position. He's now vice chairman of the Munster Council. He's my guest in studio tonight. Jimmy Kennelly, my van, says Sean Welsh was an outstanding chairman. I wish him well in Munster, and I hope he makes it all the way to the red carpet. And Sean, the red carpet is president of the Gaelic Athletic Association.
I thought it was the Oscars in America.
I thought it was something to do with the Vatican or something myself. But would you have visions down the line? Would you? I mean, as the fellow said, if it came up, would you go for it?
Yeah, I suppose the answer to that would be yes. But I mean, I have 4 years to do a month, and that's what I'll be about all my energy to be for the next 4 years.
Of course, I appreciate that. But if it came up, you'll go for it. Best of luck to Sean and a lovely choice of music. Condini, he said, I always found it an honourable pleasure to interview Sean. He was always extremely approachable and honest, always willing to talk to the media. He exudes enthusiasm on his sport. Michael O'Connor from Kill, Sean was a superb. Does he remember the day he came on as a sub and caught a high ball just outside the square, turned and hit the back of the net all in one act? Michael O'Connor kills. My God, you must say. Do you remember that?
No, thanks, Michael. How much do I owe you, Michael?
See, that was something. That was like that was like Gooch did or something last day. But
that was a rarity.
Pardon the guy, Neil Stoll. I'd like to thank Sean for all his years on the county board and wish him all the best and the Munster Council. Pardon the guy, Neil Stoll. Dominic Welch, to Lee, Sean was an excellent guy in his job. You could ring him any time, any night. He saw the benefits of putting the association on the front of the jerseys as well as the back. A big help to journalists, photographers and everybody else. He's Dominic Welsh, the renowned photographer.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
Wonderful photographer. Yes. Do you remember his photograph of the greyhound?
Great.
And
great.
The hare that won the... The one
great a great photographer.
And every time you'd meet Dominic, he always says about putting the numbers of the players on the front of the jersey, yes, the way the photographers know, yeah, who they're photographing.
Yeah, I was involved in the committee that did that in Croke Park.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Dominic?
And we actually put the names in the back of the jerseys for the Australian rules this year.
Oh, that's what I saw them, Sean. Yeah. Oh,
and it looked very well. And that's the decision we took.
Tomorrow night is the Tralee St. Brendan's final, not the county final. We'll just go forward to the county final in Glenby on Saturday night. A few clubs in Tralee St. Brendan's are not represented tomorrow night. If they wish to do so, they can contact Brian Cable now. That's about score. So something happened the other day. 0667123666, or you can text us on 083 300 3300. Sean, you were in Australia, of course.
Yeah.
How did you enjoy your trip to Australia? It was
a great honour.
With
the Irish team. I was two managers for the Irish team. Very, very busy. You know, yeah. Very, very busy. But again, it was a great honour to serve, you know, with some of the best footballers and the best management team, you know, Sean Boyle and Ogie.
Yeah. Like travelling, Sean?
I love travelling.
Do you?
I love travelling. Well, I have been very, very fortunate to be chairman of the county board in a successful period where I did a lot of travelling with the Kerry team, you know, and the Kerry team are real ambassadors of the county, and I was delighted to travel with them on numerous occasions.
Now, I'm going to ask you what you do outside of everything. How do you relax? I do know that you relaxed by doing a lot of walking, because you actually come to Killarney for weekends yourself and Patricia, and I meet you on my walk by the lakes and the dells of Killarney walking. So tell us about, outside of everything, how does Sean Welsh unwind and relax?
I suppose the nature of my job is that I have very little time for relaxation outside of, say GA meetings and GA work, because I work shift work formerly with the ESB and now with the new power station in Tabard in this island.
That's where you worked. How long were you there, Sean?
I'm there 34 years.
Yeah.
I'm there 34 years, and by nature of the work, I'm on shift work, and you have different times, you know. I'd probably going to bed, most people getting up, or I'd be getting up and most people be going to bed, that kind of thing. But, you know, as you say, I love to walk when I get time. You know, this time of the year, beautiful in the springtime. I was in Killarney on Sunday morning. It was fabulous there, as you know, down along the riverside walk down there towards Roscastle and all up that way, or up in Muckross. I spent a couple of hours in Muckross. There is no more beautiful place in the world, I believe, than Killarney.
It's
and
fabulous,
Killarney,
yeah.
Killarney and a fine spring day.
Yeah, it is beautiful. What else do you do, Sean? You do a lot of read?
I like to read. I like to read. You know, when you get the opportunity to read, I like to read.
What's your bedside book at the moment?
Believe it or not, at the moment I'm reading Audacity of Hope by Barack Obama.
He's
a fabulous writer.
You'd be a big music buff?
I'd like country music. I'd be into country music. That's it. Yeah. I'd have country music and I'd listen to country music. But that's it. I mean, you know, when you do a lot of travelling, like I do up and down to Dublin, they said, you know, it's obviously going to be your companion for a lot of the way at night, you know. News Talk All Right have a very good programme. If you're leaving Dublin around 8 or 9 o'clock, and, you know, but I'm just nearly over when I leave, you know, around 10 o'clock at night, you'll get all the updates. But, you know, I have a 6 CD changer in the car and, you know, that. I listen to the music.
I'm not going to go into the pros and cons of the cock position at the moment. I'm doing that on Terrace Talk next Monday night. But, Sean, you must be disappointed. As an officer of the Munster Council, you must be disappointed with the whole awful setup above in Cork. There seem to be anointed.
It's very disappointing for everybody. And it's disappointing, like, you know, and the people themselves that know, you know, that they're going through torture. Players, administrators, management, the whole lot. It has to be touched, you know, and it's just an unfortunate situation that everybody's hoping that it will come to an end as soon as possible, and that, you know, that it will come off of the airwaves. And, you know, we're in a time, you know, when there's a lot of people are struggling to pay mortgages, a lot of people are struggling to hold their jobs. We've got political crisis, we've got economic crisis, we've got social crisis, you know, in the country. And, you know, I think that, you know, people would love to see the Cork situation taken off the agenda and as a resolution found as soon as possible. Having said that, I don't have any solution whatsoever to offer anybody in relation to it, because I know the positions are very entrenched in Cork at the moment. But we wish that it would be our wish that they would come to a conclusion and a successful conclusion as soon as possible.
That's right, Sean. In your term as chairman of the county board, two questions, two quick answers. What was your most satisfying hour, as the fella said, and what was your greatest disappointment? What stands out in your memory?
Greatest hour, I would have to say that the winning the 2000 All-Ireland was a great, great All-Ireland. And I have said that on numerous occasions, and people have asked me, why was that a good All-Ireland? It was a great All-Ireland from the point of view. It was a great All-Ireland from the point of view that, you know, we drew with Armagh in the semi-final. you know, and looked like being beaten. We're out of it, you know, when Kieran McGeaney got a great, great point with his left leg out in the lift, and then we came up, Morris got a great free from 50 yards or more to bang it over the bar, dead straight over the bar, you know, and came back and beat them in the replay.
Yeah.
And then
Galway,
you know, if the ball had been offloaded to Derek Savage, who was running in, the game would probably been over as well in the drawing game, and we won that, and we drew that, and came back then again, you know, goal down very early in the replay, and won the replay. And I thought that was a great, great All Ireland. It was a great day to be involved in Kerry, and I was very, very lucky, you know.
Disappointment?
Disappointment, I suppose, you know, I'd have to say that we were very, very disappointed in 2005. Very disappointed in 2005.
Against?
From Tyrone.
Yeah.
From a point of view, I felt the team went to Croke Park never as well prepared. I felt going up, and there's no good in saying after, but you felt that this was wrong or that was wrong. I felt that Kerry were very, very ready going to Croke Park in 2005. And I believe we were beaten by a better team.
One final question before I ask your final choice of music. When we were beaten by Armagh, what year was that?
2002.
Ty Kinnelly's back from Australia at the moment. He was sitting in the stand that day.
Yes.
He was training with Kerry in the run-up to the final. Should Ty Kinnelly have been a sub and brought on that year, you think? Looking back in retrospect now, Sean, would he have won the All-Ireland for Kerry?
You can't ever know whether Ty Kinnelly have won the All-Ireland for Kerry that day. A lot of things happened that day. But, you know, the All-Irelands are there, panels are there, they're there for the year and they're there for people to play. If tomorrow was yesterday, it's hard to know. You know, we had a panel of players at the time. We had a very, very good panel of players. Yeah. And we were very unlucky in that All-Ireland final, you know. And my wish is that Ty Kinnelly will get his chance to play for Kerry and will be on a successful All-Ireland winning team in 2009. But there is no doubt that Ty Kinnelly is a fabulous prospect, even though he's 27 or 8 years of age now, whatever.
He's only at his peak, Sean.
But what he'll bring to the game is he'll bring a strength of the training he's done at the professional game. But more importantly, I think what he will bring is he'll bring a strength of a mental strength. You know,
he's
a professional, a great young lad.
And of course, the dream is that he'd win an All-Ireland medal at centre-back, the same as his father.
Yeah, and it's been 3 weeks for Ty in Australia. He's a lovely, lovely guy. And, you know, I suppose the lure of coming home to Newell, to Newell and to Joanne for Ty was probably too proved too great to stay in Australia, and I sincerely hope that Ty will win an All Ireland with Kerry this year.
And of course, he's an All Kerry man like yourself. What's your final choice of music, Sean?
My final choice of music is, I suppose, you hear it in Croke Park every time for an All Ireland final for the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And how do you hear it in Croke Park? Well,
yeah.
When the president comes out to meet the players.
Yeah.
Prior to an All-Ireland final.
Yeah.
She's obviously been from the north. They play the star of the county down every time.
Yeah.
And I have been lucky enough that I have been on the sideline 4 or 5 times over the last 5 or 6 years to hear that tune being played, star of the county down. And when you hear that tune, you know you're in the right place on the right day in September.
And you know what they call that, Sean, when I was training to be a nurse in the mental hospital? They call that an association of ideas.
My association of ideas is the star.
Beautiful one.
You can always know, every time I hear that song, I think of the All-Ireland final.
The All-Ireland final,
and meeting the president and all that, and you know you're in the right place.
Even before, you think about that before the Auronaveen even.
But if you hear the song now,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you're driving along, you hear it, it comes on the radio, the tune comes on, you have it. So, from that point of view, that will be played again next September, and I hope that when it's been played, that there's 15 Kerrymen lying up in front of Mary McAleese, and Finbar Wright is going to sing it, because I have a beautiful CD of Finbar Wright, and he's going to sing Star of the County.
Every time I hear it anyway, I think of Sean Welch, not the president, I think of you.
Okay.
Have a little, just playing away in the background there.
The harvest fair, she'll be surely there, so I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, with my shoes shone bright and my hat cocked right, for a smile from the nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, till my plough is a rust colored brown, till a smiling bride by my own fireside is the star of the county down.
In conversation with Wishy Fogarty on Radio Kerry. Conversation with
Wishy
Fogarty on Radio Kerry.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Sean Welch is my special guest in studio tonight. Next Monday night in Terrace Talk, I'll be doing a special tribute to the great Mick Murphy, the full forward from 1955, and we'll be also turning to the Cork strike that's going on up there. We'll be covering all that, but a special tribute to the late, great Mick Murphy. Jerry Savage, Ballymac, was on Bishop's Wishes to Sean. Jerry Savage, one of the great...
Great man.
One of the great followers.
Supporter.
Another great man, Joe Wallace of Ardfert.
The ball, Joe.
Best of luck to Sean. Looking forward to seeing him as president of the GAA.
I wonder, does he turn off his phone at county board meetings now?
I wonder, does he?
He has a habit of ringing 9 or 10 times.
Friends in Listowel Limits and North Kerry champions, best of luck to Sean. Oh, and North Kerry champions, yeah. Joe Devil. That's a nice one.
They were last year's champions. Remember that. We're in 2009.
Well done to Listowel Limits. Connie Kelly, Boston, of course.
Connie Kelly, Boston, yeah.
Rang me specially last night to share, Sean, your best, and you were out to Boston.
I was out to Boston, killed out to Sam McGuire to Connie. Yeah. And he looked after us very, very
great. Great GM, man.
Great guy, Connie Kelly.
Well done, Connie. Always. Joe Langan, the man that, he says, congrats to Sean. And what about the man that never talks about scoring the goal, the real Sean Welch? Who he's talking about there is...
Joe probably says that the goal that was scored was the real Sean who scored, I assume, which was probably the real Sean who scored, because it wasn't this Sean, maybe. The real Sean being Sean Kenzarathis, of course.
Yeah, Tommy Welch's father.
And Tommy's a great kid. See that, Joe? I was sitting next to him yesterday. And I was asking, was I ever put off? And I said, he was put off, he says, for giving me a bit of an elbow.
Yeah.
That's Joe Langan and Tammy.
Joe's a great GM, man, of course, yeah. Congratulations, Sean, very proud of him from the Kennellys next door.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Well, we were very lucky when we were growing up, you know.
Great name, the Kennellys. Great names in my van, Sean. Yeah. Great people.
We were very lucky because when we were growing up, you know, there were two families.
Yeah.
And they were practically side by side, only maybe 10, 15 years between them. And, you know, there were... two big families, and you know, to this day they have remained best of friends and great friends. And every day, Nora Kennelly would visit my mother every whole day. She'd cross the strap and visit my mother every whole day to this present time.
Lovely.
And it's great association with the Kennelly family all our life, and that's just nice to see that.
Great area, my van. Great people coming out of there.
Ah, great people with great. You know, I suppose from our side of the point of view, we had great people involved in the GAA there. You know, we had the first stand in the club in Kerry, the great Cormac. That was his, when he was chairman of my van. He always taught me he had money, but he put it into a stand. They had the first stand for a club in my van, the great Cormac O'Leary. Of course, Con Brosnan had 6 All-Ireland medals. Yeah. You know, Dr. Jim, Micheál Brosnan, great footballers. There was a Jack Flavin in my van, won All-Ireland medals with Galway, I think, and with Kerry. And you know, there were other people, Johnny Mulville. Yeah. And other great people that have been, you know, I was lucky enough. I had great people. When I started off, I had my first chairman was Paddy Handran. And the Handran families, you know, Liam and Paddy, and they were great footballers. They played in the great My Van team of the 60s. There was a great My Van team in the 60s. A lot of people around could associate with all them, you know. But
I always associate My Van with Gabriel Fitzmaurice.
Gabriel, great port. I saw him on television the other night, actually, Gabriel, you know. But,
you have a soccer international manager living up there,
on, yes, on hand. Lives in my van as well. Has come to live in my van.
By the way, what's your club?
My club?
Yeah.
My van.
What's your soccer club, I mean?
Well, I, if I was supporting anyone, I suppose I would be maybe Manchester United.
Have
my
you
club,
been
yes.
to the Theatre of Dreams?
I have been to the Theatre of Dreams, yes, and I have been. I've seen him playing in obviously Old Trafford, and I saw him in Birmingham playing Villa, and I saw him playing Arsenal in London.
Yeah, great team, Sean. Great club.
Yeah, it's all you says.
We're the world champions. Anyway, come here. I would imagine that with all your years working in the GAA and your work, you were on a lot of shift work.
Yes.
I would imagine without the help of your workmates, you couldn't have managed all that.
There's no doubt it wouldn't have happened. You know, it just wouldn't have happened. You know, you'd obviously, when you're on shift, you have to be working weekends. Ours is a job is a 365 days of the year thing, you know. So, you know, you'd have to be looking for people to cover your shifts, swap your shifts. And without, you know, the people and my work colleagues in Talbot, I wouldn't have been able to do what I've been doing for the last 10 or 15 years with Kerry, you know. So I would like to say maybe a special word of thanks to all of them as well tonight, you know.
What did you give up for Lent?
I give up for Lint. Did Lint start today?
Yeah.
I didn't think about it yet, for sure.
You know? Are you a religious person, Sean?
Well, I won't say I'm religious, you know, but I'm not a holy Joe, but I have, you know, I go to Mass of a Sunday and I go to
Kerry. I always notice when I speak matches doing for Radio Kerry up the country, we go to some strange church up the north, you'd always walk in and go up to Kerry. communion. And next Monday night, I'm back with Terrace Talk, special tribute to Mick Murphy, the Mick Murphy, the father of the 55, and much more. Sean, it was great having you. Listen to me.
Thank
and
you very
thanks
much.
For everything Deli- you've Deli- done for Kerry G. And you were always very approachable, very amenable to everybody. And on behalf of everybody, I'd like to thank you for what you did.
Well, I must say the privilege was all mine.
Yeah. Tanya was taking your calls, and David was on sound. Sean Welch, the best look in the future. And we hope that we'll have you in here sometime again as president of the Gaelic Athletic Association.
Thank you, Rishi.